cross side with tzofen. It shchit has to be done on the north side as the chumra of the korban oshem, as the kodesh kedoshim. The shchit has to be done on tzofen, not on the dorm side like the korban shlomim could have been. But also the toyin matones bruna as an oshem, you have to put the shemen on the thumbs of the mitzvah. But also as the chumra of the shlomim usmicha, he has to make a smicha on the korban. On the sachem, you have to bring a mincha like a shlom needs a mincha. Utanufa, you also have to lift up him and the kayin, the chazav ishaik, you have to lift up the chazav ishaik. And the necha lezichre kuna, you have to go to chumra as if it's a korban oshem, a kodesh kadoshim, only a kayin a zacha kuna can eat it, only a kayin, only the zacha. And also, as the chumra from oshem is liyangalala, only one day in its night, not 2 days, like a korban shlamim. So you have to be machmir both ways. That's where Rav Shimon holds. But the Gemara says, lohoid lechachom, the chum did not agree with Rav Shimon to Rav Shimon. Why? What a chum said is not an answer to bring it tonight. But they should maybe catch him with a sapsul. Because according to the chumim, what you're doing now is you're bringing this animal with a sapsul. Because really, maybe it's a shlomim. As a shlomim can eat it for 2 days. Now you'd be mach, but tell him you can only eat it for 1 day. So they hold that's not a good answer to bring an oshim on a tonight as a din shlomim. Because on a tonight, it's a shlomim, you'll eat it for 2 days. And what's going to be if left it over 1 day and 1 night, you're going to have to burn it. And really, maybe it's a shlomim. So that's called you bringing the base of psul, it's no good. And the Moshe says, though, like, so, chutz akash and shmul, who's he hold like? If shmul holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then since the oshim was brought already, he can bring a chatis adal. And if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, so he can make it tonight altogether. It's more so like this, shmul taka sublok of shimon, taka also of shimon b'choda. That it's telling how you are b'shash to bring a korban chatis, not how you are b'shash to bring a korban oshim. But upon the glab b'choda, Shmuel logos on Rav Shimon holds you cannot bring an oshim on a tanai. So therefore Shmuel says the case here was this mitzvah brought his korban oshim before the other one died. And now the only question is how could he bring his chatis? So now the answer is let him be an oni b'shash he brings the chatis. Then that's the loch, he could bring a chatis, but there's an oni, but there's the birds. And therefore a chatis life could be brought in a suffix. So that's why Shmuel Dafki said, this is the eighth Sayyim Matayir, he's Mitzvah. Then it says what they asked at Shlosha Divri Agoda. They asked 3 questions on Hagoda Stam. That cost they asked questions like this. Cost of Echrem 1 plus 6 says, Kiloy Echpat the Moisamet. Hashem does not like when even a Russia dies, like. Or cost of Echrem, another plus 6 says, Hashem wants to kill them. So what's the theory? So the answer of Chanina was that can be Yosef Tshuva, can be Shem Yosef Tshuva. If they do Tshuva, Hashem wants them to stay alive. Or even if they will do Tshuva. But Hashem knows that they will not do Tshuva, then He wants them to die. Kos of Echroimer, 1 plus 6 says, Kos of Echroimer, Kilo Yisah Potem, Hashem does not take, take Sheikhat. Likah Sheikh doesn't take bribe, He's not Yisah Potem, doesn't turn, show favors to them. Another pasuk says no that Yisa Hashem ponim belechem that Hashem does show special favor to Jews. And the Gemara kan koydum gzadin before the gzadin then Yisa ponim Hashem shows favor to Klal Yisrael. But kan liyach gzadin once there's a gzadin already then Hashem does not change it unless your mom is do tshuva shleima. Kosavechem another pasuk says kivochra Hashem b'tzi mashma Hashem chose Yerushalayim chose Tzion. The cross of Echrom, another pasuk says, Ki alafiv yalcha mosi, hois yir azois, lemenayem eshebon oiso, ado yem ezeh. Like Hashem was angry with Yerushalayim. Ki alafiv yalcha mosi, upon my anger and my wrath was the city built. For the time it was first built, the cross of Stira. So the Gemara says, he answers and said, Kan kaidim shenos Shlomo as Bas Paroi. Before Shlomo Melech married Bas Paroi, then Hashem liked Tzion, liked Yerushalayim. But Kan Liyachas Shinosu Shlomo as Bas Paroi. After Shlomo married Bas Paroi, that's when Hashem may get angry, and that's what's called Kiyafi Yachamosi. Then it was Shlosha Divrei Bura. Stam 3 questions, Stam they asked. Divrei Bura, Stam questions. Ishto Shaloit. Loit's wife, when she died, she turned into a statue of salt. Maushet Tama, did she have Tumas Meis or not? Omalehem, so he said back to them, Mace Metama, only a mace, like flesh has Tumas Mace on it. V'yeinitz of Melech Metama. But Avada, she has no Tumas Mace, since she turned into a statue of salt, that's no Tumas Mace. Another question he asked was, Ben Shunamis, this was the son that Elio was Mechayim Mesim, or Elisha, there's no way that Elisha was Mechayim Mesim. So he asked the question, Ma'ashti Tama, does this kid now, does he have Tumas Mesa on him? He was dead, he had Tumas Mesa. And then Elisha was Mechai Mesa and brought him alive again. Does he still have Tumas Mesa now? That's the question that Shel Alexandria asked Reb Lezer. Omar said back then, Mesa Matama, no, only a Mesa has Tumas Mesa. V'yein Chai Matama. But the Chai now, since he's alive right now, he has no Tumas Mesa. Third question he asked was, Mesim Liyosa Lovei. It's all the Mesim, when they get up at Kisa Mesim, Tzrichin Hazor Shlishi Shvi Ayein Tzrichin. When they get up, the Pshat was, they're all dead until then, they have Tumas Mesa. Now they get up, so when they get up, do they still have Tumas Mesa on them? That in order to become Tor, the last of Hazor, the third day and the seventh day from the Mechatis, or maybe no, maybe Tchisa Mesim Lom will be Matari then. So Amram the Blasi answered back and said, Look at Sheyichbu, when we get up, then we'll see Nachkim Lem, then we'll understand, then we'll know. As if to say, like, there's no difference right now. He said, like, when they get up, Rashi said, Nesiyash B'davar, when they get up, then we'll think into this. Ikad Yami, son, said, yes, about like this. Then, like, Sheyavah Moshe Rabbeinu Imoyim, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets up with them, he'll tell them what to do. And then it says, Shloshe Divrei Derecheres, they asked him three questions about Derecheres. First, they asked him was, Mayas Odin V'yachim, what should a person do to become smart, become a Talmud Chacham? So, Amul Lehem, so first, Reb Lezer said back, Yarba B'yeshiva, let them sit and learn a lot, let them be in yeshiva, sit down and learn. V'yamayit B'scherim, don't do too much business. Amul, so they answered back and said, Harba Wasakein, a lot of people try this, but still, Lohayu Lehem, it didn't help for them, they still did not become Talmud Chachamim. El, he answered back like this, a second thing you need also is, You have to daven to Hashem that Hashem should give you siyata d'shemaya to be able to learn. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem yitein chokma piv nasu tfuna." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives chokma. Hashem is the melamed Torah, so you have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should teach us the Torah. Tony Rebbechi learned like this. Moshe was an example, like Lamelech, boss of Adam. You have a king. Shasa sudla avod. You made a big party for all his servants. To a special friend he gave what's in front of him, what's in front of a king. So here also, Hashem like gives chokhmah to the people that daven to him. The special people that Hashem love, Hashem gives them from his portion, from his Torah. So Moshe says, my Kumash, what's the chiddush over here? That the whole b'lo yo lesagi, one without the other does not help. Now in order to become a Talmid Chacham, you have to do these two things. You have to talk and be marba b'yeshiva. You have to sit and learn a lot, but that alone is not enough. You also have to sit and daven to Hashem. And also, just to daven is not enough. You have to sit and learn. You have to do both. That one without the other is not enough. Second question was, Mayas Adam Yisasha, what should a person do to become rich? Some of them, Reb Lezer answered back and said, Yarba B'Schayra, let them do business. Let them do a lot of business. So the sign, the Gror takes this out of the Gemara. The Gror says not to be gerusness. Because the Gerur Shita was that a person has B'tochen in Hashem, he doesn't have to do any Yishtadlis. You don't have to work. The Gerur held, if you have complete B'tochen in Hashem, you'll manage without even Yishtadlis. So here the Gemara says, here the Gemara says, he told him, no, if you want to be rich, like you have to be married by the Schayra. Therefore the Gerur takes this out. But the Gemara says, according to him, just for Yisim Yitim Emunah, whatever you do, do it with trustworthy. Any business or any transactions you do, loud dafka business, but any type of things you do, do it demuna. Omulois, they said back to your blazer, Harbu also can, a lot of people did this, either a lot of business or a lot of demuna, but la'ilu, they didn't become rich because of that. Eli said back to Menachnam, you need another ingredient also. Eli yivakesh rachmim emisha oisha shaloi. You have to also daven to Hashem that he is the one that owns all the money. Shinem and the Pasuk says, liyah kesav liyah zov, that the kesav and the zav belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have to daven to Hashem also. So again, the Gemara says, my kumash, what's your chiddush over here? Again, that the whole b'loi ho, le sagi, one without the other does not work. You have to have both. You have to daven to Hashem and also be mishtado to get the money. Then the third question was, mayasu adam v'yi eloi vodim z'chorim, what should a person do to have boys? All Malansi said back to them, yisi isha genis loi, marry an isha that's befitting for you, that's fit for you. And therefore also, v'yikatat b'fayim,